At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. There's about a week left in the special legislative session, and it's unlikely bills on all 20 agenda items will become law. One of them would regulate public restroom use for transgender Texans. The Texas Privacy Act easily passed in the Senate. But Corsicana Republican Byron Cook says he won't give the bill another hearing. Cook chairs the House Committee on State Affairs.
We see how legislation like this has affected other states. And so for that reason, I continue to question the need or importance of this bill.
Carrollton Republican Ron Simmons sponsored the bathroom bill in the House. He expected an uphill climb, but Simmons says there are still other alternatives.
An education bill comes through or a government bill comes through, you might be able to amend a portion of my bill onto that. That would give us some protection.
Simmons' bill is among the top priorities for the far-right Texas Freedom Caucus. In a Facebook Live session, they encouraged supporters to flood the Capitol with phone calls to get all the agenda items heard. The group also hopes to hold a Republican caucus meeting to select someone other than Speaker Joe Strauss to run the House. Strauss says the bathroom bill is not a priority. A new series is bringing some of Hollywood's scariest movies back from the dead. Our big screen team talks about why these films are worth visiting the theater, even if you're afraid of the dark.
I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And I'm Stephen Becker with KERA. And Chris, I actually wanted to talk to you this week about your new screening room series, which is presented by the Morning News and Dallas Video Fest. And this time you are tackling horror movies.
The horror.
Previously, you've done westerns, you've done sci-fi, you've done film noir. So why horror this time around?
It's kind of funny because horror is not the kind of thing that I head out to immediately when a new horror movie comes out. I find a lot of contemporary horror kind of sadistic and even a little bit too dark for my delicate sensibilities. But I just realized that some of my favorite movies can be classified as horror movies. I love movies that really dig deep to scare you.
Well, you're starting with the film that features maybe the most famous scene in a horror movie ever. You see Psycho as sort of a dividing line between what came before and the horror films that we see even up to today. Why is that?
Yeah, and I'm hardly the first one to come up with this theory, but I mean, so two things happened. Hitchcock made a horror movie, and he pushed content limits in a way they hadn't been pushed before. He went with real shock. He went with more violence than we've been used to. And yet, because it was Hitchcock, it's also art. So it's sort of both things at once. It's both extremely sensationalist and formally perfect. After Psycho, filmmakers looked at it and said, what can we do to try to match this or exceed it? And I think that's what we've been seeing almost ever since in the world of horror movies.
I just want to run through quickly the other films that are in the series. In September is Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, October, Rosemary's Baby. Also in October, The Exorcist, and then November, Don't Look Now. In December, you've got a surprise film, and then in January, you're finishing up with The Silence of the Lambs. Is it fair to say that these films all have this element of psychological horror to them as much as they have any real, like, physical horror?
Yeah, I'm not a big blood, guts, and gore kind of guy. I have no problem with that in horror movies, but like I said before, I kind of like movies that mess with your mind a little bit. That said, The Exorcist is about as, you know, flat-out terrifying and gross as a movie can be. It also happens to be a masterpiece.
Now, when you and I were growing up, it was the time of the horror franchise with all of the Halloween and Friday the 13th, and there's been a number of other horror series since then, but I noticed that you decided to stay away from the more franchise horror movies. Why was that?
The one that almost made it was the original Halloween, because I think it's a classic. I really just wanted to pick my personal favorites and, you know, the ones that really spoke to me.
Well, as you said at the top, horror has been a pretty bankable genre at the box office since Psycho came out in 1960. And it begs the question, why do we like to be scared?
I think we like walking right up to that line of mortality, in a sense. I think it has to do to some extent with our awareness of death and the fact that it's inevitable, and we can get up close to really scary, nasty proximities of death without having to experience them. Obviously, I think it's the same reasons we like crime stories or violent movies. They let us experience human nature in an extreme form, and then the lights go up and we can go back and do our laundry and watch TV and go to bed.
Well, Chris, it looks like another great series that you've put together, and I promise I will do my best to not scream too loud in the theater.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Chris Wagner's Screening Room series plays at the Angelica Film Center in Dallas. You can see the lineup and RSVP at artandseek.org. Justin Trevine's photos of Dallas regularly go viral. If you've seen a photo of city skyscrapers engulfed in clouds or the skyline at night on social media, chances are Trevine was behind the camera. He says a lot goes into a great skyline shot.
Balance, height, color, materials, orientation, the way, you know, it's facing. And Dallas has so much of that going for it. We have a lot of different shapes and heights and different colors. Our skyline is beautiful at night, and it's turned in just such a way that it catches the evening sun beautifully.
Trevine talks more about his approach to photography this evening on All Things Considered. In the forecast, partly sunny skies, a high near 96 this afternoon, overnight low around 79, 20% chance of rain tomorrow. It's 78 degrees in Dallas, 77 in Fort Worth.